James in Antigua, online at bbc.co.uk/Hampshire Jewels.
Thank you very much indeed, Lawrence. 6 minutes to 9, and let's go to the phones on our big conversation this morning. If you were listening earlier, a motorist from Bournemouth is calling for changes in the way people are accused of speeding offences, saying the current system is morally wrong. James Wolford was caught speeding on 3 separate occasions last year by the Hulls Bay speed camera in Poole. But when he contested the decision in court, photographs from 2 of the 3 alleged offences were deemed inconclusive by the judge, and he was let off. BBC Radio Sonnet has since investigated this and have discovered that the photographic evidence motorists can request to be sent when caught speeding is actually of a lesser quality than the pictures used as evidence against them when they actually get to court. So it raises the question of whether a motorist should be entitled to see all the evidence available before deciding on whether to contest their innocence. Also, is the whole process skewed against you if you are asked to contest your case in courts? Is this down to the speed at which the legal process needs to run at the moment? Sarah Barnard, a solicitor from Southampton, says it actually does seem to count against you. Too many people are rolling over and accepting these things rather than fighting them in court. I asked today, is quick justice rough justice? Is our justice system trying to streamline to save money? Do the forms you're sent, for example, for speeding, discourage you from having your day in court? Tom in Hedge End was clocked doing 34 miles an hour and has a view on this. Tom, good morning.
Good morning to you, how are you?
I'm really good, and thank you for your call as well.
That's all right.
And you say the forms you're sent simply imply you've done it, therefore pay up.
Yeah, what happened was I got offered the driver rehabilitation course in Dorset, which was very good. Thoroughly enjoyed it and learnt a lot. But it was made pretty clear that if I didn't just sort of pay up and do the course, if I didn't just accept it, that option would not be open to me, and it would be points on a licensing court.
So therefore, again, and you're right, I've heard this, that people basically are told if you go on the safer driving course, then that's okay, but if you don't contest it, then you're in more trouble. So, I mean, we are asking the question whether actually this is turning it into you're guilty until proven innocent, rather than the tenor of British justice, which is you're innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah, and I would have thought with our legal system, the accuser ought to have all the evidence laid out clearly to the accused. But I've got another big point. Can I just come on to my speeding one?
Yeah.
My old bang is 35 years old.
Right.
And at the driver rehabilitation course, I made the point, well, how fast was I going? Because according to my speedo, it was 29.
Yeah.
And they said, well, get your speedo checked. I said, well, where? I cannot. No, nobody will guarantee a speedo. And the policeman went out and said, oh, I'll find somewhere. And he came back in, threw his hands up and said, you're dead right. Nobody will calibrate your speedo for you. So my question is, how do I know how fast I'm going?
That's a very good question. Of course, nobody will calibrate your speedo for you because they're afraid that you'll take out an action against them if you're caught for speeding. So consequently, no one, particularly with an older car, wants to be held up in court by you for getting it wrong.
It's very difficult.
Yeah,
and even the policeman said, I don't know what to do about that. But the other thing, very quickly,
I've got to cut you because you're doing 3 points instead of 1 here. What's the other point?
Why don't they put the markings in amongst the white lines every couple of 100 metres, 40 or 30? Because I've driven for miles not knowing what the limit is sometimes.
Yeah.
And in the same road conditions, it can be 30, 40 or 50.
Yeah, I think you're right a lot. And of course, the other thing is people are now so frightened that the speed is just 30. There are people driving along at 30 and 40s and 50s when they could be going maybe a little bit faster.